That's why I never back down. Do all the necessary thing that I should do. You should do that too. But I ain't backing down one little bit. Y'all do what you got to do, and I'm going to do what I believe in my heart, because I'm fully convinced. I'm like Abraham, fully persuaded. Hallelujah. Fully persuaded. And get more persuaded every day. Hallelujah. Just because you're in the test, just because you're in the trial, just because you're going through something, don't mean it's what it is. It's what God says it is. And we need to settle that. That's why he said, all my children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of my children. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have created the waste to destroy. Maybe I need to read the whole verse again. Behold, I have created the smith that blowing the coals in the fire. I'll create the smith that fanning the coals into a flame. That's what one translation said. And bringing forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waste to destroy. I created him. I'll take care of him. I will take care of him. But you just fight the good fight of faith. You walk on in my grace. You walk on in my word. You stand strong and do what I said. I take care of him. I'm not going to push that off on you. I created him. I made him right. I created him. But I created, he turned out to be a waste, and I'm going to take care of him. Hallelujah. I create this waste to destroy. And let me tell you, look at verse 17. No weapon he has that is formed against you shall prosper when you walk in your righteousness. When you walk like me, I don't care what weapon he has formed against you, it will not prosper. Hallelujah. Woo, that's shouting ground. Glory to God. Shall prosper. Hallelujah. Every tongue. And he will find a whole bunch of folks to put their tongue on you. Every tongue. That's why he said every one of them, because he knew it would be more than one would talk against you and try to talk you down and talk your doom and tell you what no good, how no good you are, how you'll never be this, how you'll never make it, how you that. No weapon, every tongue that rise against you in judgment, you can condemn them. Matter of fact, he said, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. This is your God-given right to stop that mouth that's speaking against you. Stop it. Stop everything, every word he says, like the shield of faith. When that fiery dot hits it, it falls to the ground. Yeah. Hallelujah. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. I made you righteous. I made you like me. And they talked against me. They talked against me. And it has not changed. Has God changed in it? There have been lies told on God. There have been lies preached about God. Am I right about it? Have it changed God? Because they lied on God and lied about God. Did it stop him from healing you anyway? Did it stop him from blessing you anyway? They said God won't forgive you for this and God will get you for that. Did it stop God from blessing you anyway? So what are you saying? I made you like me. I made you like me. All this stuff they speak against you, like they've spoken against me won't prosper. Because I'm the truth, and the truth can never be changed. I'm the light, and there's no dog that can put it out. I am the God that's right, and can't nothing make me wrong. Isn't that good news? And I've joined you to me, and I call you my sons. I call you my daughters. I call you my children. I call you my body, the body of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I have established you in righteousness. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah caught sight of this too. And Jeremiah began to prophesy about this day. Listen to what he has to say. Would you like to hear it? Jeremiah 33 and verse 14. Jeremiah 33 and verse 14. Jeremiah said, behold, the days come. What? The days come, says the Lord. Who said it? Now, he's a liar? No. That I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days, and what day? Those days, what day? These days. Those days now become these days. And at that time, what time? This time. At that time is this time. I will call a branch of righteousness to grow up unto David. Huh? And he shall do what? Execute judgment. How? Execute judgment and righteousness where? In the land. Well, where are we? I want to tell you, judgment and righteousness has been executed. There's evil in the land, but judgment and righteousness has been executed in the land. Because he said, the day is coming, I'm going to do it. What day it was? When Jesus got up from the grave, when he rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave, he had executed judgment and righteousness in the land. Where in the land, he could raise up a new breed, a new kind of man, like the one he raised from the dead. We'll become, it wouldn't just be one, but it'll be an army of us. And that army is growing, and we're increasing. So he talks about this, righteousness in the land. In that day, okay. He said, and this is the name. Now listen to it. Let me read 16. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. That's who we are. Woo! I don't know why it's so quiet in here. But glory to God, we have been made. And the Lord, our righteousness, have reigned and ruled and conquered and defeated our adversary, the foe, the devil, and took everything he had to use against us. In just a matter of time, he shall be put away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What he has, God has neutralized. It won't work when you walk in this righteousness, when you walk in love, when you walk by faith, when you walk with God and you use the word. Hallelujah. It can never overcome you. It can never stop you. Amen. Hallelujah. You may get hindered, but not stopped. For